Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Glenna Rice, DPT, a physical therapist, wellness and parenting coach, and certified facilitator of cerebral access consciousness special programs, including Joy of Business and the Access Body Class. She also hosts a monthly radio show, Questionable Conversations, and is a contributing author of her best-selling books on parenting and dance. Dr. Rice, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me on.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us more about the Joy of Business. I know there's a lot of buzz around that program with Access Consciousness. Get into some of those details.
Yeah, Joy of Business. It's a body of work that looks at business from a really unique perspective. Most people are doing business and often struggling or complaining about how hard the hard work it is. And from my point of view, if you're doing business and you're spending a lot of time at it, there's probably something about it that you enjoy more than you're acknowledging. And this work is allowing you to start seeing what it is about business that is joyful for you. And if you're not having joy, what are you doing? You know, let's change it. Let's have more joy in business. It's about asking questions to see what you're aware of. You know, it comes from the body of work, Access Consciousness, and consciousness is the awareness of everything without judgment. So starting to ask questions so you have more awareness of what you enjoy, where your business wants to go, how it wants to create itself, what you love about it, and creating more with it. And having the joy, because if you, you know, having joy in business, does that sound fun to most people? May be quite different than what they're creating now.
For sure, and you've made some good points there. You say to educate yourself about money. Tell us more about that. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. So a lot of people have some strange points of views about money, and you want to educate yourself on how money actually works in your business. So two of the mistakes I see or problems I see people often creating is that they think the money has to come first. And actually the way money creates with you is you begin your creation. You start your business. You get inspired by something. And once you start to create and put these things into place, the money shows up. You don't need the money first. That's the way I see people stopping the creation of their business so often is by, I don't have the money to do this. And it doesn't tend to work that way. I mean, years ago, I did this myofascial work. That's what I was trained in as a physical therapist. And I was like, I want to start a business doing this. This is what I want to do. And I went out, made my own business cards, talked to parents in the schoolyard that were, you know, when I dropped my kids off, put very little money into it. And now 10 years later, I have a, you know, huge business all over the world teaching workshops. So it wasn't having the money first. It's choosing to create that comes first. And another thing is you want to be willing to have money. And a lot of people have a difficulty with having money. They spend their money. I know I grew up in a family where you spent your money, and there was a lot of credit card debt. And I had to re-educate myself on money that way, as being willing to have it. So that was a huge change in how my business could create, because then I could allow my business to support me with the money it was creating, and I could have the money to create more. And it gets rid of a lot of the angst about not having enough. So the money doesn't have to come first, and you have to be willing to ask for the money and have the money to create your business.
It does sound simple enough, no doubt about that. Now, what would you say is one of the keys to making money? Talk to us about that. Love to hear your take on that.
Yeah, so I was just speaking about having money. So one of the greatest tools that changed so much for me was being willing to have money. And one of the things that you can do is take 10% of everything you make and put it away. It can be in a shoebox, it can be in a savings account, wherever it is, but take 10% of all the money that you bring in, your business brings in, and keep it. Have it for you. It's honoring you, and that allows this energy that money is to know that you would like to have more money. That's one of the great ways. And the other is to ask for it, to ask for the money. I know years ago in my practice, patients were low and money was getting tight, and I asked a question. Who's got money where I live that wants what I do? And it's about asking these questions and not looking for the answer. And I just kind of threw the question out there. And a few days later, I get a call from a high-end rehab facility who needed a physical therapist to work with their chronic pain program. Now, that was not something I would ever imagined would show up. I didn't even know these people. I didn't know the facility even existed. And I contracted with them for many years, but it was willing to ask for the money and have it and not look for answers, but just put the question out there and then starting to follow the energies that show up for what you're asking for. And that's part of this looking at the consciousness of things. If you're aware of everything and you're not judging it, because judgment is where we stop ourselves so often, then the things that can help contribute to you start to show up in ways you didn't imagine.
And it is amazing how true that is. Today we are speaking with Dr. Glenna Rice, DPT, and a physical therapist, wellness and parenting coach, and certified facilitator of several Access Consciousness special programs, including Joy of Business and the Access Body Class here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Dr. Rice, how has doing Joy of Business changed your financial reality?
It has changed it dramatically. I'd say my business is 5 times greater financially than it was when I started. You know, I listened to all of these tools and many workshops of Access Consciousness, all these money tools and business tools, and Joy of Business has put them all together in one place. You can have 3-day classes or 1-day classes. There's seminars all over the place, all over the world. We have facilitators in many countries around the world. And using these tools and the money tools I just talked about, and there's many more, has allowed money to show up to support me, my family. I'm a single mother of 3. I can tell you years ago it was kind of a hard time when that first showed up in my life. I don't have problems with it. The way I did, I fly business class. But financially, my world is completely different. And I have to say, it's these tools, these money tools, being the question with everything, and being willing to allow my business to create what it would like to create and not controlling it, getting out of the control people do with business and letting it go where it wants to go. And believe me, it's gone in strange directions that I wouldn't imagine, and all of them created more. So it's been quite a blessing.
Now, you just mentioned your financial reality in regards to Joy of Business. How has Joy of Business helped you in your businesses?
How has it helped my business? So many different ways. Part of it is that what I've been speaking to is following where my business would like to go and not controlling it. Now, I had an office in my house originally, then I moved to a beautiful space in the town I live in, and then I started traveling quite a bit, doing teaching classes, and I wasn't home that often. Business sold. Now, another thing is to be willing to lose everything, and the business sold. Sorry, the building my business was in was sold, and the willingness to lose everything so you can have more is another one of the tools we talk about. And I had to look at this, like, do I want another office? I was there maybe 3 or 4 times a month. I was seeing very few patients in my office. I still had some people that I saw occasionally. And I saw, no, this is not something that's required. Then my facilitating business started to grow and grow and get bigger and bigger around the planet. So being willing to see where my business wants to go and being willing to see the joy in what I did and what I'm creating and how much I love to do the work I'm doing were two of the greatest things too that Joy of Business has gifted me in creating my businesses over the years.
Certainly some good conversation and information shared here today, and this may be a crazy question at this stage of our session, but who is Joy of Business for? Is there any particular person that would benefit the most?
Yeah, anybody that is creating anything. Joy of Business is really about how you create, contributing to how you create and acknowledging the way you create. It could be business. It could be your family. You could be a mother that's working part-time and has kids, and that is your business. Your business is your life. So if you're doing business, if you have a life, this work can help you. There's questions and tools and ways we look at things differently that can help to acknowledge what you're creating, what you love to do, what brings you joy, and create a greater life. Hopefully, possibly greater than you can imagine. I know it's done that for me.
Well, Dr. Rice, it certainly has been great to have had you with us, and certainly some motivational, inspirational information shared here today. And I'm sure you've gotten the attention of the audience, no doubt. If listeners wanted to reach out and tap into some of your resources and your programs, where's the best place listeners could get further details online?
Well, drglennarice.com is my website, and you can also find me on accessjoyofbusiness.com.
And of course, both of those sites certainly work. Again, Dr. Rice, all the best, and we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Glenna Rice, DPT, a physical therapist, wellness and parenting coach, and certified facilitator of cerebral access consciousness special programs, including Joy of Business and the Access Body Class. And for further details, visit either drglennarice.com or accessjoyofbusiness.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.